You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Bulls and Queens Lifestyle Podcast. I hope you guys are doing well wherever in the world that you are at. So, welcome to another episode, and today's episode will be episode number 78, which features one of my new and good friends. He is a bull, and we'll introduce him here in a second and let you chime in and sit in on the recording that I did with him a couple weeks ago. But before we get started, you guys, please make sure that you go and subscribe to your favorite podcast platform wherever you're listening to this at, be it Spotify or Apple or Google or whatever platform you're listening to this on. And outside of that, you guys, I want to let you guys know that I will be at a couple events this summer. So next week, actually this week, on July 14th through July 16th, I will actually be at Exotica, Miami, and that is where there's going to be a lot of spicy stuff going on, porn stars, lifestyle stuff, pretty much whatever is funky and all of that good stuff, it's going to be there. So this is actually going to be my first Exotica event. I'll be going down there with the petite professor, Bella Bear, and with her husband, The Remedy. And if you're at there at that event at Miami, feel free, just come up and say hi to me and all that. So I'd love to see you, meet you, greet you, and all that stuff. So I'll actually be down there as press media, so I'll be official press up there. So I will be interviewing a lot of your favorite porn stars, OnlyFans stars, lifestylers, and all of that good stuff. So, and beyond that, you guys, before I even go on beyond that, if you are going to be at Splash Mocha in Fort Lauderdale, which is literally 20 miles down the road, feel free to link up with me and let's say hi, let's get a drink and all that good stuff, okay? So I know we'll be linking up with our good friend Angel Minx down there as well. So Podbash is going to be September 27th through October 1st, and it is being thrown in Las Vegas by my good friends Brian and Brenna from the Front Porch Swingers podcast. So I'll be down there back in Vegas. So as many of you guys know, I have been in Florida all summer long. I'll be back in Vegas in September for that event and a few other things. So I will also be having the lovely hot blonde QOS with me. So if you're down there in Las Vegas and or you're attending Podbash September 27th through October 1st, please, please, please feel free to say hi or slap my ass. So, and for those of you guys who have been wanting to get your wife into gangbangs, maybe it's her first gangbang or you've been trying to get one thrown out, make sure that you go to bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. And I am actually helping a few select people throw a gangbang for their wife. So basically what that's all about and what it entails is we're throwing a party that's designed specifically for the needs of you and your hot wife. Maybe you're the hot wife. And what we do is we provide a nice mansion or villa or a spacious suite in a very upscale location. We provide a pretty sexy ambiance and music, candles, all that good stuff. And we can even professionally record the gangbang experience. And the guys that we get into these gangbangs, ladies and gents, they are fun, professional, proven, and STD tested bulls, okay? I can barely talk today. So if you want to find out more about throwing a gangbang for your lovely wife, please make sure that you go to bullsandqueens.com/gangbang and fill out that short application. And I will personally get on the phone with you and we'll discuss the details, okay? So before we jump into this episode, you guys, I had the most splendid time yesterday at the beach. We went to Smyrna Beach, myself and my little girlfriend in the lifestyle, Bella Bear, and her husband and my friend, The Remedy. We had a fun time. We came back to the house and we recorded a 90-minute live stream where we were doing, sexual trivia. So we were taking questions from our fans that were on OnlyFans, and we had ourselves a really, really nice time in their home theater. So that was definitely a fun time and experience. And if you guys want to see what happened behind the scenes during that 90 minutes live stream, then make sure you go to my OnlyFans, which you can get at docchocolatebbc.com. That's docchocolatebbc.com. So that was definitely a very, very fun time with Bella. Obviously, we got naked. We got a little bit wet. It was like totally sweaty up in there, but we had such a fun time. And you definitely want to check that out, okay? But without further ado, I feel like I have been talking. Let's get straight into that episode and hear this bull that I have for you guys. What's up, everybody? It's Doc Chocolate with Bulls and Queens podcast, and we are out here in somebody's backyard out here in Kissimmee, Florida. What city are we in?
We're in Kissimmee. Yeah.
Kissimmee. All right. Yeah. Am I saying it right?
Close.
All right. See, that's my northern accent kicking in. So I'm going to introduce my guest here in just a moment. But before we get started with this podcast, I want y'all to go ahead and go to bullsandqueens.com. Make sure you check out my OnlyFans, which is at the link at the top. It is a place where you're going to see my little crazy, fun, kinky lifestyle adventures. And then make sure you get your free ebook, which is The Bulls, The Queens, and The Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle Fun. And also, whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on, be it Google, Apple, or Spotify, make sure you subscribe so that you can see my latest podcast episodes as they come out. But without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce the man of the hour. Gentleman, what is your name?
Jay Play Hard. How you doing, everybody?
Hey, we doing good. So why did they call you Play Hard?
Play Hard comes from my company, actually, my brand. So Play Hard Parties is where I started. I was hosting lifestyle events here in the Southeast, Atlanta, North Florida, things like that. And, the motto was we play hard. So, I just tried to tie all of that into one thing. And so Jay Play Hard, that's kind of the character I've kind of built,
Man, I love it. And how long have you been hosting these parties for?
Well, I started hosting parties in the early 2010s. Started small and continued to grow. Unfortunately, COVID kind of put an end to it, but I can comfortably say I was hosting parties about 10 years.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Hey, so you an expert. You a pro's pro.
Well, you know, I like to think I'm good at it.
I feel you, man. I feel you, man. So tell us how you got started in the lifestyle. Like, let's start at the beginning, because we don't get that many black men on the podcast.
Okay.
Except myself. So, like, we want to hear another black man's journey. So go ahead.
Okay, well, the lifestyle was something I've always wanted to kind of explore. I've always been an open person. I've always been a sexual person. I remember back in college, people of a certain age will remember the HBO series Real Sex.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man, it was the shit. It talked about everything.
I'm teasing you. Hey, I was watching Real Sex in between the little squiggly lines HBO.
Yeah,
you remember?
Man, yeah.
You didn't have the subscription?
Yeah, so you know, we had the HBO subscription or whatever, and man, I would watch Real Sex, and they would just show, like, the swinger parties and you know, how fun it was, how open those people were, and I always thought to myself, like, I got to get into that somehow, but I never knew how. Until later on in life, you know. So
yeah.
I can say the lifestyle has pretty much always been something I wanted to explore even early on. Now, fast forward, I think I'm about 25 years old. I had just come home from doing a stint in prison. You know, made some mistakes with the drug game or whatever early on, and had to go serve my time. So I come home and, you know, there's nothing to do back there but work out. So I get out. I'm looking good, look like an action figure, you know.
Oh, man.
You know, it's a thing, right? So I walk into this gas station, you know, it's late at night, leaving the club, and this beautiful woman just walks up on me, man. She's got it together, man. She, you know, she's got the little Mercedes drop top outside, you know, the short dress, man. She's sexy.
Nice, nice,
and,
nice.
And, you know, so we start to flirt in the gas station, and she eventually asked me to follow her back home. So it's her and her friend. I'm thinking, man,
I'm about to have myself a night.
This is a dream, you know, like just randomly in the gas station or whatnot. So, long story short, we get to the house and the husband walks out, which kind of threw me off.
You're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
hey, you looking for the nearest exit?
You know, it got kind of uncomfortable for me for a second, but they were very, experienced, I'll put it like that, and he put my mind at ease, made me a drink, you know,
right,
and assured me it was okay.
What did he say? What exactly did he say, if you can remember?
I think it was something to the effect of, like, do you know what swinging is? Do you know what a, you know, trying to, and I'm like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
And so that couple actually went on to teach me a lot. They were my first couple that I met regularly as a bull. I didn't know what that was until later on, that I was just kind of, you know, the boyfriend. I was the third, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't know all the terms, but we had an amazing time. They took me down to the nudist resorts in Central Florida, you know, exposed me to the different aspects of the lifestyle. So by doing my own research, I found SLS.
Ah, nice, nice. So tell the listeners what SLS is for those who don't know what it is.
So SLS was a swinger lifestyle. .com or something like that. Swingerlifestyle.com, I believe it was. I don't know.
Is it? Is it? Hold on a second. We got an audience right here. Hey, live audience, say what's up to everybody.
What's up?
That was weak. Do it one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what does SLS stand for, y'all?
They probably don't know.
Oh, they don't know either? hey.
Swinger lifestyle.
Hey, Jay Playhard was trying to phone a friend.
but you know, back in the day, that was the website all of the lifestyle people used in my area. Now, there were some others, SDC, Cassidy.
Yeah, Cassidy, I know that.
You know, Cassidy was big, like on the West Coast.
On the West Coast, yep.
Yeah, in Texas, I think it was. But, you know, I just soaked in all the information. I went to as many events as I could. And, you know, I wanted to host my own. I thought I could, there was a place for me in my area. You know, I remember back in like the two, early 2000s, parties in my area were very dismissive of single men, single black men, actually. You know, I come from the South.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, you know, North Florida is basically Lower Alabama. You know, you kind of deal with some of those, you know, some of those difficulties. I'll put it like that. But I felt like there was a place that I could exist. You know, there was something not being offered. And man, we started our first party in 2010.
Nice.
It had 10 people.
Okay.
That was big for us, though. And we got 10 people to come, you know. Uh-huh. It was just a little house party. You know, everybody brought something to drink.
You got 10 people to come or come and come?
Well, I mean, we had a lot of fun that night. There was a lot of fucking going on. But yeah, man, so, you know, we were excited about that part of it. People gathered, you know, at an event we promoted. So,
okay.
And it slowly grew. And come to find out, other people wanted to party like we party too, because we played rap. A lot of places back then didn't play rap. Because the women like to dance, man. You know, the ladies like to dance. Sometimes the fellas do too. You know, it gets the party going.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can get out there and flirt and meet people. And so we had the great music. We had the BBC.
I love it.
You know,
British Broadcasting Company.
No, big black cop, man.
I love it.
Big black cock, yeah.
Big black cock.
All the big black dicks. You know, it quickly became a hit amongst the couples in the area. We'll put it that way, you know.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures in playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
I love it. You know.
British Broadcasting Company?
No, big black cop, man.
I love it.
Big black cock, yeah.
Big black cock.
All the big black dicks. You know, it quickly became a hit amongst the couples in the area. We'll put it that way.
Nice. So you're doing hot wifing before it even became popular.
Yes. Yeah. So I mean, but you know, I can't take the credit. You really have to give credit to people like Art from Hot Chocolate Parties back in the day. He's kind of the pioneer. Okay. You know. Also, you've got Splash Mocha, you know, TJ, you know, way back in the day, they were doing their thing in a big way before I came along.
Yeah.
Yanni with Magnum BBCs out there in Texas. So, you know, they were doing this and they mentored me at one point or another in the game, you know, gave me information or in Yanni's case, actually had me in the chocolate rooms or the conventions,
Nice.
So, you know, but I brought that flavor to my area, the Gulf Coast.
Nice.
You know, so we did that for 10 years and man, I could show you some videos, bro.
Hey, trust me. I want to watch them videos after this podcast is done.
I can show you some videos, you know, J_playhard on the social medias if you all would like to check out those videos as well.
Yes. And real quick, because I didn't get your websites, and that's my fault, but how do people reach you? Like, give us your websites and your social media and all that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, like I say, J_playhard on IG and Twitter. And you'll be able to find all of my other social media brands through that. Also, thejplayhard.com for those swinger videos that I told you about. That's my lifestyle brand. That's me being the hot wife tamer. You know what I mean? So you know, it's a lot of cuckolding going on, a lot of real scenarios on that brand. And I also have the body positive brand, Thick Vision. Okay. You know, so Thick Vision was my first, and we showcase our thick women, our BBWs, you know, so everyone has a platform, you know, there's nice. Something for everybody.
Nice. I love it. I love it. And Thick Vision is spelled a little bit differently. It's T-H-I-C-C?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then Vision.
Yes. And then Vision.com, you know.
Okay. Okay. So y'all make sure if you're not driving, don't be trying to do this while you're driving and get into a car accident. And you come to Dot Chocolate trying to get some money from him because Dot Chocolate ain't got no money. Well, he got some money, but he ain't got no money for you. So make sure when you come to a nice stop, you go to IG and Twitter, go to J_playhard, thejplayhard.com for his website and those kinky videos, and thickvision.com. That's T-H-I-C-C. V-I-S-I-O-N.com. And you're going to see the hot wife tamer in action. So let's continue this.
All right. So where were we?
So tell us, obviously you had a lot of experience being a bull in the interracial hot wife and even any other type of niche within hot wifing. But how did you actually get into doing content creation and having your own production company? Like, let's hear about that.
Well, as we know, COVID changed a lot for everyone. You know, we were no longer able to gather for those big events because the events had become so popular that we began renting out hotels, you know, mansions and things of that nature. But you really can't put on an event like that during that time.
Yeah.
So we had to figure out a way to keep the brand moving, keep the brand growing, and content was the natural progression. We actually started doing content in 2018 because, you know, in any business, you got to have a little foresight. You know, I was getting a little older. And
you still look like a young man, though.
Well, you know, I feel like a young man. But you know, those events as a host, as you know, can be very taxing.
Yeah.
You know, you're greeting people, you're staying up late, you're the last one to go to bed, and you only get paid that one time for the event. So we tried to figure out a way, how do we let our money work for us? And that's when, you know, PMG Girls was born. PMG stands for Play Hard Management Group. And that is my company where we handle all of the platform development, content partnerships, and things like that for Thick Vision and DJPlayHard.com. My partner, Savannah Starr of Star Power Media, she is the COO of Play Hard Management Group. And our goal is to just grow as independent creators and help other independent creators grow and get on these platforms and make that mailbox money, as I like to call it.
I love it. I love it. Mailbox money. Hey, you can't argue with that. So let me ask you this. When it comes to cuckolding, as far as content and lifestyle, what have you seen and all that? I just want to ask you that.
Well, you know, my background is hot wifing, cuckolding, and things of that nature. I love cucking in my personal life, so you can definitely tell that on screen. A lot of my fan base are people that used to attend our party. So the great thing about having such a big presence in the lifestyle hosting realm was all of those fans were familiar with our brand.
Okay.
They had been to parties. They knew me personally. We've played together. Or, the you know, me and the wife may have dated for a little while, you know, as me as the third, as the bull. So we have a very, very loyal fan base that I'm extremely thankful for, and they support everything that we're doing. But just to be able to convert that was a big, big help.
If every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spade or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show. What do you see as your future and the future of being a bull in the lifestyle? Like, because obviously you and myself, we're both seasoned and, you know, we got a little bit of age on us, right? Maturity to us. But there's a lot of young bulls out there, young black men that are wanting to get into this lifestyle game. And I know they reach out to me. I know they reach out to you. Like, what key pieces of advice would you give to these guys out there that want to become respectable bulls in the lifestyle?
You have to build a relationship with both people in the couple. A lot of time I see my younger brothers kind of disregard the husband and focus more so on the wife. That's kind of the worst thing you can do, because at the end of the day, this man may be a cuckold or he may be a stag, but at the end of the day, they're a couple and you have to respect that. And the bulls who know the line and walk that line very well of flirtation and respect, those are the ones who succeed.
Man, I love that, Jay, because, yeah, that's really the number one thing, in my opinion, is you have got to respect and acknowledge the husband first. And if you just go in it like, hey, who the hell cares about him, then you already lost.
Exactly. I've had the great experiences with many couples just by building a relationship with the husband first. You know, we go out, we watch football, we do other things besides, you know, cuckold situations. And when you build those bonds, man, you can do anything in this game.
Right? The sky's the limit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we're coming to the end of this. Are you ready for lightning round?
Yeah.
Let's go. All right, let's go. Question number one, M&M's or Skittles?
Skittles.
Woo-wee. Why?
I mean, you know, I like fruit over chocolate. You know, like fruit candy.
Oh, fruit candy.
Yeah, I'm a fruit candy guy. So right. You know, you eat too much M&M's, you get thirsty.
Love it. All right, doggy style or missionary?
It depends on how much ass she has.
All right, she got a lot of ass.
Doggy, all day, because I need to see it bounce and jiggle. And yeah, I love the curves, man.
All right, she ain't got no ass.
Missionary.
He's like, lie your ass flat on the bed.
Missionary, you know, let me look at that pretty face. There's beauty in all of us.
I freaking love it. All right, orgy or gangbang?
For business or pleasure?
Let's start off with business.
Business gangbang.
Okay. Pleasure?
Orgy.
All right. What's the difference?
Well, of course, you know, I like my gangbang performances are some of my top sellers, right? Mm-hmm. So I enjoy them for that reason. Now, I do gangbangs in my personal life, but I love the orgy. You know what I'm saying? Orgy's always been my favorite.
Yeah.
You know, from day one. So.
Yeah, there's multiple people. Yeah. Like a lot of sexual synergy going on.
Yeah. You can watch while being watched. It's, you know, it's a great day.
All right. You know. All right. Last question. What's a better state, Florida or Nevada?
Come on, man. Florida, man.
Florida. All right. All the Floridians are like, woo.
State tax, baby. I don't know if y'all got state tax in Nevada.
But no state tax in Nevada either.
But we got beaches, though.
Well, I mean, as soon as California sinks into the ocean, we'll have beaches.
And they still won't look as good as ours. I'm just saying.
Hey, brother. I won't argue with you on that one.
But yeah, man. But real quick, exciting news for all my lifestyle people out there. We will be bringing back our Hot Wife Weekend in 2024. We will be bringing back the Play Hard Parties events. I just wanted to get that in there. You know, we will have more information coming on all of the lifestyle sites and social media. So make sure to give me a follow for an announcement on that this summer.
Beautiful. So this has been Jay Play Hard. And you can reach him on his social media. Instagram and Twitter is J_Playhard. J_Playhard. You can also go to thejplayhard.com to see his website and those kinky videos that he has. And see him doing doggy style with girls with fat asses. And see him doing missionary with girls with cute faces and a little bit more petite assets. And also go to Thick Vision, thiccvision.com. I'm so gonna get canceled for some of the shit I say, Jay.
Hey man, listen, it's the time we live in, brother.
I love it. All right. So until next time, y'all stay sexy, y'all stay blessed, and y'all stay positive. It's Doc Chocolate and
Jay Play Hard.
And we are out.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.